at the universities, at the Sorbonne University here in Paris.
No, in fact, in the University of Marseille.
Marseille.
In the Salon d'Art de France.
Very good. So,
he says that we can show you our books. This is from the publication of our son.
That's how we go. That in rate is how speak for us.
That's the translation.
Yes. He was. Let's see how we are translated. Yes, I'll put it on.
This is the first volume. Are you preparing more?
Yes, we are designing 60 volumes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
60 volumes.
That's a good thing. You know that the first translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam in any European language was in French in the beginning of the 19th century by a French scholar called Brunoux. It was a wonderful translation. But just a plain translation, you start commentary. I'm sure that your book is more valuable.
You can see my mode of translation.
Yes,
you can see. It's open anywhere. Yes.
Yes, and you have also a commentary.
Commentary? Yes.
Which is not valuable.
Not my own,
no.
But through the disciplic translation.
Yes.
Even parampara praptam.
Yeah.
Imang raja sayogidu. In that way.
From Chaitanya.
From Sri Krishna. You can open the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
This is our Bhagavad Gita published by McGill and Company.
You open the fourth chapter.
Do you think that your mission is successful?
That is to be judged by you.
Told me that you have some 2,000 or 3,000 disciples in the Western world.
Who?
2,000 or 3,000 disciples.
More than that.
More than that.
Yeah.
And what about France?
That I do not know. They bring the disciples. I think they initiate.
Have you been many times in France or not?
This is the third time.
The first time?
Yes. On Monday, I was going there. What is that place, man?
Fontenay-aux-Roses.
Yes. In the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had got very poor idea of Paris.
Really? Why?
Because the only 12
that was
sewer, five. I could not see it. That's a nice thing.
That's a wonderful location.
Yes. Yeah. Now I can make an idea what is Paris. I was under the impression in Paris there is no nice park. But this time I see, yes, Paris extends the whole world and it's a nice park. Yes. I saw Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. That is also very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But this part is nicer than Golden Gate.
Is better than the Golden Gate?
Yes.
Well, it depends. I like the Golden Gate too because there is a sea, not far.
Mm.
Here in Paris you have no ocean.
No. Yes.
Only a small river.
Yeah. And on the whole, Paris city is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Opulent city.
And they told me also that this morning you had some Brahmanical initiation to the
Yes.
How many people?
About 15.
seven brahmins with ten persons.
Yeah, only all 15. 17? 17.
How many levels of initiation do you have?
Two.
Two. So the first.
First initiation. Experiment.
Yes.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Then as the practices becomes more verified, then second initiation, Gayatri. Gayatri. But the first initiation, according to Jiva Goswami, that is sufficient. Chanting Hare Krishna. That is sufficient. But still, to purify them more, the second initiation that so we are creating brahmanas in the Western country.
Don't you think it's against the Dharma Shastra?
No.
No. Tell me why.
Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jatut Varnam Maya Krishnam Guna Varma Vihar. There is nothing such thing as Janma. And another place, Bhagavatam, there is a statement of Narada advising Maharaj Yudhishthira that Jatahi jat lakkhanam sya varnani bandhu. There are symptoms.
Yes.
Brahman system.
Sattva
samadhamma pitikthaya. This is stated in this. Jatahi jat lakkhanam sya varnani bandhu. Abhivanjana. Varna. Jatahi jat lakkhanam sya. Tat jadi annatrapi drishyata. This is the intention of Narada. The symptoms, Brahminical symptoms, if it is found in the person who is born in a Shudra family, he should be accepted as a Brahmin. And if the Shudra symptoms are visible, in a person born in a Brahmin family, he should be accepted. And in the Java Upanishad, there is Sattvakam Java. The Sattvakam was born of a medicine, but he wanted to become Brahmin. So he went to Gautam Buddha. Sir, make me your disciple. In those days, Vedic Brahminical culture, without becoming Brahmana, we cannot initiate. Initiation means to make one Brahman. So according to our Goswami, process, Sanatana Goswami. He had given us the book, Hari Bhakti Vilas. In that book he has written, Jathatam Sanatana Jati Kamsa Rasa Vidhanata Tatha Vijatam Jayati Tatha Dikha Vidhanena Jidat Vijatam Jayati Nina Nina of all human beings. By initiation, he becomes a vision. So we follow that principle. And besides that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that Bharat Sumite, you understand it in Bengali?
No, but I don't know.
Bharat Sumite, manusya janma haila jaya. It is almost Sanskrit. Anyone who has taken birth as human being in the land of Bharatvarsha, Janma Sattva Kari, making his life successful, Paro paro poka. Paro poka. Paro poka means everyone is in slumber and considering himself that his body like cats and dogs. Therefore they should be raised to the spiritual consciousness that you are not cats and dogs, you are Brahma. Just be alive, aham Brahma. This is Parabhupada. So we are doing that. We are everyone, uttishtata, jagrata, prapta varan nivodata. We are born now human being, form of life. Now get up and make your life successful by spiritual realization. This is our message. By spiritual realization, everyone will become happy. Without spiritual realization, nobody can become happy. This is our message. So, Indian caste Brahmins, they are against me. They come to fight with me that I am spoiling Hindu religion.
You are a Brahmin yourself.
Yes, I am now sannyasi. Any other letter? No.
Yes,
I thank you very much for your kind love.
If you have questions, you shouldn't feel shy. You can ask them.
No, I don't.
He has already got 10 on. That I am making Brahma. No? But that is according to Shastra.
That's the usual question. That's not the first time this question has been asked.
We do not do anything which is nothing. So this is Javan Upanishad. This Sattva Java. He went to Gautam Muni for initiation. So Gautam Muni asked him, who is your father? He replied that he did not know. So ask your mother. The mother was asked also. She said, no, I do not. She came to Gautam Muni and said that my father's friend is neither known to my mother nor to me. Then he accepted that you are a Brahmin because they were talking. True.
The truth.
That is the sign.
Okay.
Therefore, by birth The Brahman is not man, by character.
Yes, I agree with that. And what about girls? Do you initiate girls? Do you initiate girls?
Oh, yes, so many girls. Kriya Sutra Bhavishya Devi Janati Paran.
That's
the end of this verse. Man Vata Vipas Kritya Vini Pandi Masa. Man Vata Vipas Kritya Jeti Su Bhava Juna. Kriya Vishya Tatha Sudra Devi Janati Paran.
That's why it's Garki and...
Yes, Garki. Vida Vidhi Priyaja Priyaja Kabram.
It's rather remarkable if one takes into account the fact that most of us come from backgrounds which had nothing whatsoever to do with the standards of Brahminical culture.
That's right. Yeah.
We were steeped in all kinds of bad habits.
Well, according to Vedic Indian sir, the Westerners are great as governors. You know about that. So, Papujun, therefore Krishna says, what does he say?
Man Papa Vipashritya Yeti Shukpava Papa Yonaya Striyo Vaishya Tatashu Dras Teki Yanti Paramitya. O son of Pita, those who take shelter in me, although they be as low for women, righteous, merchants, as well as shoemen or workers, can approach the supreme destination.
In another place in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think second canto, find out this verse. Irato Hunanda Purinda Pukkasa Abhira Samma Yamana Tathalaya Jinne Cha Papa Dadupas Svaya Svaya.
This one?
Yes. The name of Jabana is
Kirata, Buddha, Andhra, Pudinda, Pokasha, Akira, Shumka, Jabana, and the Kosa races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Due to his being the supreme power, I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
What is Parpat?
Kirata, a province of old Bharatvarsha, mentioned in the Bhishma Parva, Mahabharata. Generally, the Kiratas are known as the aboriginal tribes of India, and in modern days, the Santal Parganas in Bihar and Chota, Nagpur might comprise the old province of Kirata. In Huna, the area of East Germany, the part of Russia, is known as the province of the Hunas. Accordingly, sometimes a kind of hill tribe is known as the Hunas. Hunas. Antra, a province in southern India, mentioned in the Bhishma Parva of Mahabharata. It is still extant under the same name. Pulinda. It is mentioned in Mahabharata, Adi 174-38. That is the inhabitants of the province of the name Pulinda. This country was conquered by Bhimasena and Sahadeva. The Greeks are known as Pulindas, and it is mentioned in the Vanaparva of Mahabharata that the non-Vedic race of this part of the world would rule over the world. This Pulinda province was also one of the provinces of Bharata, and the inhabitants were classified amongst the Kshatriya kings. But later on, due to their giving up the Brahminical culture, they were mentioned as Vaishyas, just as those who are not followers of the Islamic culture are called Kafirs, and those who are not followers of the Christian culture are called Heathens.
Bhagira. This name also appears in Mahabharata, both in the Prabhupada and Bhishma Parva. It is mentioned that this province was situated on the river Sarasvati in Sindh. The modern Sindh province formerly extended on the other side of the Arabian Sea. The only inhabitants of that province were known as the Akhirs. They were under the domination of Maharaj Yudhishthira, and according to the statements of Markandeya, the lechers of this part of the world would also rule over Parva. Later on, this proved to be true, as it was proved in the case of the Kulindas. On behalf of the Kulindas, Alexander the Great conquered India, and on behalf of the Asuras, Mohammed Ghori conquered India. These Asuras were also formerly Kshatriyas within the Brahminical culture, but they gave up the connection. But the Kshatriyas were afraid of Parshurama and had hidden themselves in the Caucasian hilly regions. Later on became known as the Abhiras, and the place they inhabited was known as Abhir Desh. Shubha, when he...
Javana, what we think? Kala
Javana. Usually the Javana is considered being Greece.
Greece?
Yes. The Turks.
That time Greece.
Yes?
What is it mentioned there?
Turkey.
Then another
The Western governor joined with Duryodhan in the Battle of Kurukshetra under the pressure of Karna. It is also foretold that these governors also would conquer India, if that proves to be true. Pasada.
Now, I understand exactly what the proposal of the moment is. I just wonder if you think the Western world is ready for this message?
Yes, finally, so many young men.
Many, okay, yes, but consideration of so many other people outside this.
Any sane man will accept. This courage will not be accepted by the insect. One who is in quite order of the breath, he'll enter. Only Murad, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ramang Dushkitanam Murad, Purpatrante Narad.
And in India, where is your ashram?
My ashram is in Vrindavan.
Where?
Vrindavan.
Oh, with Vrindavan.
Yes. From Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya. And we have got banks in Calcutta, Bombay, Hyderabad. Mayapur. I graduated me in 40 rupees and two.
That was not enough to live in Boston or in New York.
Yes. And now we are spending about $80,000 per month throughout the whole world. But we are selling our books very nice about how many lakhs
of rupees of books per month is in it?
Daily we are collecting about 800 in Los Angeles, you collect about $800 then.
More than that.
$20,000 a day throughout
the society.
Yes. Just by selling books?
Yes.
$20,000. No gift, but selling it.
That's not enough.
There are sometimes gifts.
Yes.
Just like George Harrison has given us a house in London. Let's move. It is worth £220,000.
£70,000.
You can come sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can stay there. It's a very nice place. We have 17 acres of land, open, with a lake. It is a royal palace.
Yes.
We are installing our meeting next 21st. So if you have time, I invite you. That is not far, London.
London is not far.
Yes.
I mean 21st of August.
21st of August.
Today.
You are a Sanskrit scholar. You can join in this movement and help us.
Thank you.
Because it is worldwide movement.
I cannot help you.
No, you can.
French.
Some of our students are trying to learn Sanskrit.
Oh.
You can help them.
He knows very well.
He has learned out of his own effort.
Oh.
Without taking help from anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever little help I give.
Well, he knows how to chant the Sanskrit.
Oh yes.
Really. So probably it comes from you.
Yes. But here in Paris, we are also translating these books now into French.
Into French?
Why, yes.
Many people are peasants, so they didn't speak English.
Oh, but for those who cannot read the English, it's
quite okay then. Peasants.
For example, Bhagavad Gita we're preparing now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. In French.
Yeah.
The English, of course, that.
Yeah.
In France, I believe the only version of Bhagavad Gita that people know is Aurobindo's translation.
No, there are many others.
English.
No, no, in French.
Oh,
sorry. The Italian has been translated to something like 10, 12 times.
10 or 12 times in French.
In French, oh yes.
The 10 or 12 different French translations for the
English.
In English, how's that?
Oh, English is more than that.
Yeah,
English more than
that. So, now we wish to present the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
As it is.
Without interpreters. And according to the great manager of Macmillan Company, our book is topmost selling. Then all other editions. They report it. They think at a time 50,000 copies. So 3 or 4 times they have already sold. Yes. Since last August, within 1 year. Now they are out of stock.
Out of stock?
Yes.
So they were printed again.
They were printed, they were supplying August and July, they said. They supplied. So it has come out very successful.
That's it.
Just too many. 200,000 copies distributed within 1 year.
In 1 year?
And in America, our people go to Sankirtan. Mm-hmm. Many gentlemen come down, just down from the car, inquire, he has got Bhaktivedanta, Bhagavad Gita as it is. They purchase like that. At least they have become inquisitive on account of the word as it is.
What?
As it is.
Oh, right.
Because of the fact that our class is
bugged. Yes,
yes. Because they have
referring to too many
different interpretations.
Yes.
Now they want to read as it is.
That's fine. That is fine.
What is your opinion about interpretation?
Well, it's much better to have a commentary separated, not an interpretation given mixed with the translation. It has not to be
different.
No. It has to be different.
Well, if you have got your own opinion,
mm-hmm.
you can write your own book.
Yes.
But you cannot interpret.
That's right.
On the Bhagavad Gita.
No, right.
Then the authority of Bhagavad Gita is wrong. But everyone is doing like that, even Dr. Radhakrishnan.
Yes.
Gandhi has done.
Gandhi? Yes.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
He has also interpreted. He has interpreted his body. Kurukshetra means his body.
But he didn't
like it. Well, not like it. This has become a passion to give his own interpretation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's the rule. That's right.
But Krishna was not that he left something to be interpreted later on by another person. No. That was not Krishna's intention. What Krishna says, that is final. We accept in that way. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamas Bhaktam Adhyajimang Navasuru. So we appeal to the people that you think of Krishna, you become a devotee of Krishna. All these disciples, they have been taught like that.
Yes.
You offer obeisances to Krishna. Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyadi, you worship Krishna.
Yes.
And by doing that, there are advances. And before me, for hundreds of years, more than that, the Bhagavad Gita was known to the European and American countries, as you say, there are so many countries.
Yes.
But not a single soul became a devotee of Krishna. There is no history. Yes. So far we know that by reading Bhagavad Gita, it is meant for making a person devotee of Krishna. Sarva dharma paritrajya mam ekam sharanam. But before my coming here, so many Samis came, and they preached and Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
So many scholars came.
Yes.
But not a single soul became a pure devotee of Krishna.
Yes, because all their, so for instance, you had the Ramakrishna mission.
What the Ramakrishna mission has done?
Yes.
Ramakrishna mission has done this, that they have learned to drink wine and eat meat, that's all. From the ocean. Yes. That is their contribution. And they have spoiled the Hindu culture. Yes.
Yes.
Because Vivekananda says, what is the harm there in eating? You can eat whatever is left. It doesn't matter in the region. It was his first. And he himself was eating anything. So all the Ramakrishna mission sannyasis, still they are eating meat, eggs, and oil, everything, especially in America. Yeah. This is no consideration, that is very upset. And the turkey, yes. Instead of preaching here, they have taken the Western method. And Vivekananda's preaching is like Western missionary.
Yes.
Open hospital, school.
You're right.
Yes. He had no spiritual knowledge. So therefore, it cannot be successful. They are preaching in the Western country, as far as I know, in America. There were 10 or 12 branches. I am working for the last 6 years or so. I have already 50 branches.
Mm-hmm.
And each branch, there are devotees like that. Not less than 25, up to 200, 300.
Mm-hmm.
All dedicated souls.
And what about Maharishi Maheshwari?
I don't take account of this, because they are not standard.
Mm-hmm.
They are not standard. We are following Bhagavad Gita as it is, standard.
Mm-hmm.
They have got their own manufactured way. No, we don't recognize that. Our process is, even parampara praptam sumang rāgya-sayurdhu. Parampara. What Krishna says, a disciple succession will say the same thing. But they are speaking differently.
Yes.
Therefore we don't take that as bona fide. They are not bona fide. And from external point of view, We are not. So many, the territory has so many branches, so many devotees.
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 years. But we are not. Even Ramakrishna. They are working for the last 80 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I have worked only for 6 years. And my result is 80 times more than we are cash noise.
Palena Parishi, you say?
Palena Parishi, yes. And our minor state is waiting for 60 volumes. But we are gradually published. Already we have got over 20 volumes, different kinds of details. So, all the books. You have seen our books? No.
No, not very much.
So, all the books, bring in.
This is a painting as well as the devotees. This Krishna book is a summary study of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the infinite pastimes of Lord Krishna.
I mean, is this 2 volumes?
Yeah,
10 volumes. 10 cantos, 2 volumes. The other book is Nectar of Devotion. It is translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Upagosha.
Is it also the translation of it?
It's
about that, or is it the translation? No?
It is
summary study.
Summary study. Summary study, well, the books are well printed and I like books.
This is Samar study of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We also have now the complete Chaitanya Charitamrita being printed by our own presses in New York City with the original Bengali.
Oh,
we have got the manuscript.
This
would
be good.
Print it. Not yet. No. Books are selling like
well, I agree that it's nice to see the books around.
$2,000, $3,000 daily.
More than that.
But more than that. Also, you just said 20,000.
20,000?
Yes.
Yeah, we also have so many small books.
Is this all that should have happened?
Yeah. Later on, they will write.
Eh?
Later on, they will write.
Yes.
For the time being, I am writing.
No.
And we are printing 100,000 of these small books.
100,000?
Yes,
each of them?
Yes, each of
them.
And as soon as they brought books in Sanskritan, people will take it in English.
Yeah.
Give me one. This book will charge 50 cents. the painting.
Are you seeing the Sanskrit part? Yeah. No, I didn't see the temple. I mean, last time I was in New York, I stood just in front of the library.
Then they have to take us seriously. We're there in the summer, and they think it is some kind of a festival, and then they see us in the middle of winter, and they know we're serious.
And it's also a kind of festival at the same time. It's a festival. You have a yashmai event in San Francisco. Is you?
Yes, not the yashmai.
That was for the first time in 2016.
This time, I was present in the Latvia. Yesterday they were saying it is business. It was very successful. 10,000 people participated.
In San Francisco?
No, in London.
In London? When?
This July 8th.
This year?
Yeah. Melbourne.
Right.
You have got those pictures? Melbourne.
Yeah. You are not organizing a Yashmai in Paris?
Yes, there is this.
Next year?
Yes.
We have a very little one in the Bois de Boulogne.
Is there a cathedral out there?
Next year at the Archer Trial.
But it's selfish.
And Lata Gatra hanging whole, Lata Gatra.
But you
have many thousands of guys. Without becoming our disciples, the chant and dance.
But did you build a Maharata?
Yes. I saw this. It was published in, what is that, Observer?
Yeah, the Observer. In London, the London Observer.
Right, well, I'm nation.
An arrival to Nelson's column. So the picture of the rock next to the column of Nelson. Our car was big.
And they published it. Right, well, I'm nation. Great, right, well, I'm nation. They appreciate it. Everyone
appreciated.
After
the Lafayette
trial, wherever our men went, they
received very well. What was the attitude of the Indian
colony
in London?
I do not know any Indian colony.
There are many.
Yes, there are many.
Many from
the these are some of the big chats.
Three cars.
Yes. The big wheel.
Yeah,
10% selling time. Was that smaller pictures,
small? Yeah, this is small publisher.
No, they're small.
Oh,
you're still using cars. Yes. Gigantic rock behind the crowd. The police cooperate. Yes. Everyone likes. Yes. Even Christian thieves, they also. any sane man would like, because somebody sent me money that you are being so nice for spreading God. Here is my little contribution. From your question, just eat before I got $100 from one gentleman. Simply appreciated that I am spreading God. But actually, we have no program of proselytizing or making Hindus from Christian system. We have no such program. We simply want to see that everyone is God. never mind. Through his learning, he becomes a god. He doesn't. That is the body of Bhagavad. Sabai gunsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhuk khadi. Ahoi tukti aprati hata. Jena ka asa prasi. Find out this verse. First. Sabai gunsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhuk khadi. Ahoi tukti aprati hata. Jena ka asa prasi. You see?
Translation. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service and to the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
That is translated. So, the bhakti kaya is open for everyone. Ahoy tuti apruti.
But people following you, could they stay in normal life and have fitness as well?
Yes. But there are some.
Is it you concept is the that?
He is the householder.
Yeah, he wrote.
I designed books, magazines.
Well, I mean, with in connection with this.
I do work for this side.
But is it possible to work out?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. We have many professors.
Yeah.
But one thing is that after being interested in Krishna, they cannot remain outside.
that's a point. Yeah.
Because they don't find any suitable place.
No.
That is the difficulty.
But this gentleman told me that he is married.
He is married. So we are what community married.
Your wife is here. Yeah. And in the same society, yeah. The same.
She also dances.
My wife translates when I design the
book. So do you think it is possible for this to happen? Is a husband being involved in this movement and not his wife?
No, why is also involved? Everyone is involved. The child is also involved. We'll find in our class a small child dancing to the tune.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We have opened our school for children in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
All the Grihastha Bhaktas, those have our children, we send there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got pictures of Dallas?
No.
So, there we have got very nice building. Mm-hmm. About 40 peasants. There are about 100 students. They simply taught us English. Mm-hmm.
Nothing else?
Nothing. They can all little geometry, geography, mathematics. They are not meant for outside one.
Yeah.
They are meant for as soon as they learn Sanskrit and English, they read the books.
But to get the initiation, you have to be how many years old?
At least 10 years.
10 years.
10 to 12 years. That is the Vedic system.
Yes.
12 years old. He can read.
Yes, the same as the Upanayana.
Yes. Upa means near.
Nayana.
To bring. Konan Sanskar.
Mm-hmm.
And the sacred bird means that he has been accepted by the Guru Sanskar. By bringing him near to spiritual consciousness.
So at the time of the initiation, you not only give the Gaya Srimansha, but also the sacred prayer?
Yes. Yes. We have given that. You have got that paper? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did it.
Can I take it with me?
Yes.
Well, I'm in very pleased to be with you.
Thank you for coming.
I will take this one thing.
No, thank you.
It's not possible. Thank you very much.
Krishna, you have seen the picture like two
Gopas?
Yes, Gopas. We are therefore going to Krishna. That's like two weeks. That's good for Chauri. From that Krishna book, you can find out very
picture
how Krishna is enjoying that too with his friends. And Burma is playing sea.
You know the story?
What?
Yeah. Lord Brahma stole away all of Krishna's childhood.
Yes.
And Krishna again expanded himself into so many cows, calves, friends.
Yes.
Then Burma thought that he did. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tavi Stavi Jadeva Nijarupa Tayakalavi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhidatma Bhuta Govindam Adi Puritam Tamam.
Thank you very much.